Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, six former U.S. Secretaries of Agriculture released a letter urging the Congress to pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. Our support for passage is bipartisan and enthusiastic. Standing together, you have Ed Schaefer, Mike Johanns, Ann Veneman, Dan Glickman, Mike Espy, Clayton Yeider, and yours truly. It took 8 years to negotiate this agreement. It includes 12 countries and leans towards Asia. Asia is one of the most dynamic, fastest-growing regions of the world. It includes Japan, Vietnam, Malaysia, Canada, many others. Other countries are welcome to join the trade group also over time. And I would welcome China. Trade agreements are designed to lower trade barriers, cutting tariffs, quotas, and market-distorting subsidies. The American farmer and rancher can compete with anyone in the world. Let the markets work. And now the Congress, both the House and Senate, need to pass the bill, and the President needs to sign it. It'll not be an easy process. The good thing is that President Obama wants it done. It is part of his legacy, and he will try to get it done while he's still in the White House. You can bet he will twist a few arms to get it passed. American agriculture is in solid support. I worry if this is delayed until after we see a new president and legislature in 2017. Will they support the agreement? Hillary Clinton has already spoken against it. Donald Trump doesn't like trade agreements. The time has come for grassroots agriculture to push their members of Congress to act. And even though next year is an election year, I say, get it done. Finally, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Is everything perfect here in good old USA? No, of course not. But just look at the turmoil in the rest of the world. I see the thousands of refugees risking their lives, traveling over land and sea to flee the Middle East in flames. They've lost their homes and everything, hoping for a better life. And I'm not sure we have a solution to all this brutality and suffering. Everything's relative. We need to be thankful and grateful for the good life that we have. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.